Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
I have a theory, and it is this. That last night, the 6th of January, the first proper Tuesday of the year, it was the quietest going out night of the year.
Okay.
The country will never be quieter than it was last night. Now, let me give you the evidence first, and then I'll try and build on this. Went for a town walk. The specific town is Athlone. And I looked into bars and I looked into shops. In one pub, I couldn't even see a bar person behind the bar. There was that little going on. In another, the busiest pub I've seen, there was 5 men at the bar. There was a football game on. They didn't seem to be on a big sesh. Went into the supermarket. There was me and 2 others shopping. There was more staff on restocking the shelves. And when I got to the tills, there wasn't even anybody at the tills.
Is there any argument to be made that maybe an equivalent Tuesday in November could be very quiet?
I don't think so. I think there's more going on in November than there was last night. I feel the way the Tuesday fell as well, the people were back to work, back to school on Monday. That Tuesday last night was the quietest going out night of the year. But that's just pure circumstantial evidence. I need actual facts. I need to hear from bar people. I need to hear from musicians. I've reached out to DJs. The vast majority were like, I wasn't playing last night. Are you well? The first Tuesday in January. Of course I wasn't out playing.
Because there is a kind of a tradition, not even tradition, just the way it goes throughout the year is that often a Monday night will be a big night out for the people who work in hospitality and that sector because they've been working all weekend and leading into it and Monday is their big night out. But a Tuesday, who's going out? Were you?
I think Tuesday, the 6th of January 2026 will be the lowest bar take of the year for going out for the entirety of 2026. I just haven't got full proof yet, but this theory is stuck in my head and I want to get to the bottom of it.
So we need your eyes and ears, your experience and your evidence to either support or disprove Dave's theory. Tuesday, the 6th of January, the quietest going out night of the year.
Were you out last night? And what did you see? 087 1 102 107.
We have a small bar in Rural Mayo, just in Foxford, and
nice.
We found last night there was a few around last night, quite surprisingly.
Okay.
Like there was 7 or 8 constantly in.
That's busy.
But we found like November is normally quiet.
Right.
But like November last year, November 25 was actually surprisingly busy. In the past 3 years it's been, you could say, nearly dead. Like you mightn't see anybody for 3 hours.
God, that'd be a long shift.
You've constantly had 3 or 4 in. And we'd find February be more quieter than January for us personally. But you'd always have the few out like for January. Like we're blessed in a way, like we'd be a sporting bar as well.
Yeah.
So we'd have like your football is back again and your rugby starting and your darts Premier League would be starting. So you'll have your mixed crowd of people coming out. Might be different in the bigger towns or like the touristy towns where there might be much around.
I get
but
you.
In a way where the rural towns will be more blessed with people and more custom coming in for your sporting events.
That's the word from the ground in Foxford last night. A brisk trade going on the Tuesday in January.
Excellent analysis from Emma. We welcome that. Thank you. If you can back that up or you have a completely different take on it from what you saw last night, well, we still have to prove or disprove Dave's theory.
I have made contact with somebody that I know for certain that was in Copperfest Jack's last night.
Right.
In Dublin. They have not yet responded to our inquiry. Was there many about? Maybe they were embarrassed to admit that they were out themselves and that there was only 5 other people with them. But I think it is last night, the quietest night of the year.
Really good call on checking in with Coppers because it is the one place I would say I would be surprised if there wasn't at least some kind of a crowd in.
There was certainly people in that place when the Armageddon came in 2020. They just got locked in and they never left, so they're probably still there.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.